As promised, we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Kansas. He is a six-time Big 12 Coach of the Year. He led Kansas to a national championship, two Final Fours, 14 straight regular season titles, a member of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, Kansas 29-7, and they take on Clemson on Friday night. That is a CBS game. Kansas head coach Bill Self is my guest. Bill, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you, man?
Great, great. Good to talk to you, Bill. Thanks so much. You're coming off a weekend where you said that maybe you didn't think you were very good against Penn, except for certain stretches. You thought that maybe the same was the case with Seton Hall. Bottom line, Bill, you've been through this thing so many times. Are you concerned about how the team played, or is it more just a matter of we win, we move, we advance?
I think you're always concerned, but certainly the latter is more important. You know, you win, you advance. If you looked at our team, and you probably hadn't had a chance, but you know, we lost our only low post presence a couple of weeks ago, so we didn't have him for the Big 12 tournament. We had to play different, and then you know he wasn't able to practice, so obviously against Penn. We tried to utilize him, and it was limited minutes, but it just wasn't very effective. Plus, Penn is good. And then against Seton Hall, you know, it was his first time that he has actually really broke a sweat in a couple of weeks. And so we weren't as good as what we probably can play, but I think Seton Hall's good. And they got four guys that can really score. And after watching the tape, I was more pleased. I just didn't like how he finished the game, but I was more pleased than what I was probably during it. So I think we played a little better than maybe what some people think based on the competition. But we know we have to be better this weekend.
Fair enough. Bill Self, my guest. So let's talk about what you have now in Udoka Azubuki. 10 points, 7 rebounds, 22 minutes against Seton Hall. And, I mean, you did say this much, that if he doesn't play the way he did, maybe that's a much tougher game to win, and that's high praise. How much of an impact, then, did you see from him on both ends of the floor and even emotionally for the rest of the guys on the team?
Well, it was huge for us because Doak played 22 minutes, and the 18 minutes that he wasn't in there, now granted, Delgado wasn't in there the whole time, but Delgado basically got in the 8 minutes that in the 18 minutes he wasn't in there, he basically, you know, had 20 points and 15 rebounds. So even though, you know, Delgado had a monster game, Doak at least neutralized him some when he was in there and kept him off the offensive glass. So and we didn't have to help on the post when Doak was in there, and when we did, you know, obviously they made three. So he was huge for us, and it gave our team a lift. You know, he was better for us defensively than offensively, but I do think that we have to play through him you know, from this point forward, however long it lasts. We've got to be able to get some inside baskets.
All right, so the fact that he played 22 minutes, Bill, how did he come out of that game, and where is he from a health standpoint? What kind of expectations do you have for his minutes against Clemson?
I think it's strictly conditioning. You know, he practiced on Friday. That was the first time he had done anything. Even on Thursday when he played in the game, he hadn't practiced. He hadn't broke a sweat. He hasn't done anything. So that was one reason why we limited it to him. And so we practiced him on Friday, and he played, and he didn't get that sore. So he took yesterday and Sunday off, and then he'll be full speed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he'll start on Friday as long as we don't have a setback, and hopefully – hopefully I'll be worried more about foul situations than I will health, because we're going to need him in there for 30 minutes.
We're talking to Kansas head coach Bill Self. You know, Bill, of course, you have the Big 12 Player of the Year in Devontae Graham, but then you have Malik Newman, who I thought had a monster game. He had 28 points. What do you make of the way he stepped up on a night where maybe Graham didn't have his best game?
Yeah, Devontae labored, and he hasn't had very many games like that, but he was 1-for-7 from the field and really wasn't himself offensively. And Svi had a solid game and gave us about 14, and LeGerald had a solid game. I think he gave us 12. But Malik put us on his shoulders there for a stretch and got us 28 and I think 18 in the second half during crunch time. So that was huge. You know, we've got a really nice team. Really, really nice team, but there's not a lot of margin for error because we don't have a lot of depth, and we really need all five starters to play, you know, fairly well, and if we're not, then obviously somebody's got to have a monster game like Malik did, but hopefully moving forward we can continue to have some balance, but Malik's been the difference in our team the last couple of weeks.
You know, going back to Graham for a minute, though, he is a senior, which means that any game could be your last game together. What has he meant to your program and to you personally?
Well, you say this all the time because we've been spoiled. You know, we had Frank Mason last year, and I said last year that I don't know that I've coached anybody that's meant more to our program than Frank, and until this year. Hey, Devontae's meant every bit as much to our program as Frank and all the other great ones we've had here. He's probably the most popular kid on campus. He's the best leader we've had. Statistically, you know, he's averaging 17.5 and 7.5, which are unbelievable great statistical a year, you know, unless Trey Young's in your league and he's averaging 27 and 9 or whatever, but he's been as good a leader as we've ever had here. So you know, when you talk about KU greats, you know, he's definitely a guy that'll get his jersey hung in the rafter and certainly deserves it.
Bill, that's such an amazing statement that he might be the best leader you've ever had. But then again, from the second he walked on campus, you were telling him, I need you to be a vocal leader. You've got to be a strong vocal leader. And his response at the time was, how am I supposed to yell at guys like Wayne Selden and Perry Ellis? What did you see in him early on that made you believe that he could lead the way he has?
Just personality. You know, some guys, you know, just have it, or you know, you talk about that it factor all the time. Anybody that meets him knows he's got that, you know, but it's hard to lead if you're not talented too. So, you know, knowing that his talent level was such, and knowing that he was comfortable with his own voice, and certainly was used to being vocal and that kind of, and his personality just naturally lends itself to be vocal. It was an easy thing for me to see that this could be as good as we've ever had in that area. Now, one thing I didn't anticipate was we talked about Frank last year committing to Towson or signing with Towson and becoming the National Player of the Year. I didn't anticipate, you know, Devontae, who signed with Appalachian State out of high school, to become a first-team All-American. But certainly, how he goes about his business and how hard he works and you know, his attitude allows him to be great.
Kansas head coach Bill Self joining us for a few more moments. You know, there was that point in the season where you were not in first place in the conference, and then there was that talk that maybe this was the year that the streak of regular season titles would come to an end. I mean, Bill, bottom line, how much does that streak mean to you, and then what do you make of the way the team responded to that challenge?
I'd be lying if I said it didn't mean a lot. Certainly to win a league like the Big 12 14 years in a row, I think speaks for itself and speaks volumes of the great players you've had in your program. And I think our players and our ex-players take great pride in that. Now, granted, it's not as important as going to a Final Four, and I know that. And we've got to, you know, we haven't always performed our best in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully this year will be different. But the bottom line is, you know, it's a remarkable show of consistency. And we know that if we can be the best team in our league, then we'll be in the game nationally. And we have been. We've been in the game nationally. But now we got to go punch that ticket.
Hey, before I let you go, I had Alvin Gentry on the show earlier this season. We were talking about the unreal collection of basketball minds in Lawrence with Larry Brown, a list that included Gentry, you, R.C. Buford, Greg Popovich, and more. I mean, it seems almost unreal, not even possible. What do you remember most about those days?
They were great. You know, you can also throw Calipari in that
sure,
mix.
Sure.
And Bob Hill. And then, of course, you know, all through Roy's staff, too. It's been an incredible run of guys that have come through here. And most of those guys was obviously, that you mentioned, were Larry guys and the staff he was able to put together and the success that they've had after they left here. But there's a lot of great minds out there, and certainly opportunity creates so many of those. And I got to say, Coach Brown has given so many guys an opportunity to do so many things just because of their connection to him. Look at Greg Popovich. If he didn't come here to be a volunteer coach from Pomona Pitzer, would he had ever had a chance to coach in the NBA? And there's just so many stories like that. But my roommate R.C. Buford, who's arguably as an effective of management guys there is in the NBA. There's so many, but really Coach Brown is the head of that tree.
It's an amazing thing. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you about Clemson. They beat Auburn by 31 on Sunday.
Yeah.
So what were you thinking as you watched that game, and what's been your message to your players about Clemson?
Well, they beat them by 31, but it wasn't that close.
Right.
I mean, had them down 40, and certainly they're so well coached. Brad is a terrific coach, and And, you know, he's getting his due like he deserves. Everybody's known it for a long time, but the guy coach, they don't make mistakes. You got to beat them. You know, they've dealt with some adversity, also losing a key player, and they've rallied around that. But, hey, their perimeter's as good as we played against all year, and certainly they got a big guy that they can play around. And so we kind of mirror each other in that way. And you know, they don't give up easy baskets. You got to make plays against them, and certainly they're capable of beating anybody.
And a great matchup Friday night, Clemson against Kansas. It is a CBS game, 7:07 p.m. Eastern. The head coach of the Jayhawks, Bill Self, my guest. Bill, so good to run you down. Always look forward to the conversation, and I appreciate it so much. Great to have you on, Bill. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Bill Self, making time for it. The week of the Sweet 16. By the end of today's program, if all goes well, we are going to have 7 of the Sweet 16 coaches on already this week. All right, stay with it. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Obviously, a busy Tuesday morning. Let's get you caught up. Here's the very latest sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
That makes three of the Sweet 16 coaches, and Coach K is still ahead. That'll make 4. Go back to tomorrow, and that makes 7. Trying to run down as many of the Sweet 16 coaches as we can before they tip it off. In the meantime, you want to make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com. The problem with talking to Bill Self, inevitably, the conversation will turn to Larry Brown. Because of the coaching tree and the types of coaches that have come through Lawrence.